See what love God has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Beloved, we are now God's children. It does not yet appear what we shall be. It does not yet appear what we shall be. That's rather intriguing, isn't it? That what we shall be is future-oriented. We're not all the way there yet. We are becoming something new, something we can't yet see. The ever-creating Spirit of God is working in us even now through that promise of a future and a hope for us and for the church. The writer and historian Rebecca Solnit has written, "To be hopeful means to be uncertain about the future, to be tender toward possibilities, to be dedicated to change all the way down to the bottom of your heart." This echoes what I was saying last week about being a born-again church in these times. We've been blessed with the gift of a new beginning, a fresh start. And we don't want to waste all that we've learned and experienced in this last year and a half by simply reverting back to the way things were. So again, let's not ask ourselves, when are we getting back to normal? The world is different now, and we are changing too. United Methodist Bishop Mike McKee quotes T.S. Eliot, "For last year's words belong to last year's language, and next year's words await another voice." Bishop McKee notes, "This quote focuses me on the paradigm shift that is emerging. We will not return to normal. We have the opportunity now to listen to the voice of God's Spirit." So let's keep asking ourselves, at the prompting of God's Spirit, what can this new future become? During this last year and a half, we've created new ways of being together, new ways of reaching out, new ways of being in service, new ways of being a presence for good in our community. Some of our groups, such as the Men's Bible Study, are continuing to meet via Zoom to allow folks from across the country to participate. Same goes for small groups such as Listening Hearts, Larry Young's new Bible study, which will begin in October. Our Sharingers group, the last I heard, will probably adopt a hybrid model of Zoom and in-person gatherings. Same for our open space group. Sunday school has also gone hybrid, alternating between in-person and Zoom experiences. Most of our administrative meetings happen via Zoom, and I suspect we'll stay that way. And in the meantime, our courtyard all through the week has become a green haven for kids, babies, parents, grandparents, and nannies. And our pop-up library and chalk mural area are like watering holes for creativity and inspiration for all our neighbors. And through it all, our giving to mission has gone up in response to our online appeals. It's kind of awesome. And who would have thought that all this change could happen in a year and a half, especially in an old, storied, traditioned congregation like Santa Monica First? You know, at one point in the last 18 months, it hit me that in all our publicity, we were still saying something like, Santa Monica First United Methodist Church, located at 11th and Washington in Santa Monica. I thought, really? Sure, our beloved sanctuary is here, and God willing, will continue to be for decades to come, a beacon of life and hope and love for the whole community. But then I also asked myself, where are the people of First UMC located? Our launch pad is this building, if you will, but the center of activity is in the lives of our people, spread out through our community, through you, through the YMCA, the Red Cross, Rotary, through the Assistance League and Sojourn, through Upward Bound House and the Westside Food Bank and PTA, in schools and hospitals and banks and grocery stores and Starbucks, in offices and neighborhoods and playgroups, connected, serving, praying, giving, witnessing, a presence of hope throughout our community. And then I asked the same question in another way. Where is Santa Monica First UMC located? And we've discovered that all through this time, our online worship has equaled or exceeded our former in-person worship attendance, best we can tell. Last Sunday, with about 70 or so of us here in the sanctuary, almost 300 households worshiped with us online. It blows your mind. So where is Santa Monica First UMC located? Okay, here we go. Santa Monica, Palisades, Culver City, West LA, Marina Del Rey, and so forth. Downey, Palm Springs, Calabasas, Ventura, the Bay Area. Arizona, Colorado, Hawaii. Wisconsin, Ohio. Atlanta, Detroit, Chicago, New York City, Toronto, London, Vienna, Berlin. Argentina and Russia. And those are just some of the ones I know of. Connected, worshiping together, one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth. What can this mean for the life of the church? I don't really know yet. But we want to continue to learn and to adapt. We want to look at the world around us, its needs and hurts and broken places, with renewed compassion and with deeper determination to make a difference, to be the difference, to be the change we seek. And God has gifted us as church with the gift of a new birth, the gift now of a new beginning. Bishop Bruce Oh urges us not to miss this moment of great opportunity. He rejoices, he writes, in the opportunity to re-envision, recreate, and reimagine our congregations, to reinvent ourselves based on what we are learning about ourselves and our neighbors. He asks us, do you realize how seldom everything is unfrozen and can be reshaped? Will your new normal be a new church, he asks. We know now, in ways we perhaps just didn't see before, that we are part of that one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth that is the living body of Christ. Praising God, serving, offering new life in Christ Jesus to one and all. As Anand will sing for us in a few moments, in the bulb, there is a flower. In the seed, an apple tree. In cocoons, a hidden promise. Butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, there's a spring that waits to be. Unrevealed until its season. Something God alone can see. There's a song in every silence seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness bringing hope to you and me. From the past will come the future. What it holds, a mystery. Unrevealed until its season. Something God alone can see. Scripture says it this way, as we have heard. Beloved, we are now God's children. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Christ. For we shall see Christ just as Christ is. And everyone who has this hope within grows into holiness, just as Christ is holy. Let us strive together to see with the eyes of God, to feel with the heart of God, to give with the generosity of God, to live into the future and hope of God, and be the new church God is calling us to be. Thanks be to God. Amen.